What do you say when asked, where are you from?
From? I don't know. I was born in San Francisco, and I kind of consider that my home, but I never lived there.
I'm from everywhere.
You want the listing of all the places I've lived?
And that was always a loaded question for me, because it was, well, do I tell them about the place I was at last, which I didn't really feel was my place, or the place where I really wanted to be from, but I had to move away from, or the place where my relatives live and where we're supposed to be from, but we don't really belong there except for maybe a couple of weeks out of the summertime when we go to visit.
I'm a military brat. That's my answer that when people ask me that. Yeah, that's the answer.
Welcome to the first Military Brats Registry, Every Brat Has a Story podcast. In just a moment, we'll talk with Donna Musil of Brats Without Borders Productions about her soon-to-be-released Brat documentary, Brats, Our Journey Home. The Military Brats Registry is located at militarybrat.com. If you have questions about this podcast or the website, please visit us and click the email button at the top of the page. I'm Mark Curtis, creator of the Military Brats Registry, and your host. Do you have a story about growing up military that you'd like to talk about? It's our goal to record and preserve the unique culture and history of military brats. Please tell us your memories, and we'll arrange a time to call you to record your story. An Army brat currently living in Georgia, Donna Musil is nearly finished with a very exciting project that looks at the lives of military brats. Donna, what inspired you to do this film?
I made Brats, Our Journey Home, to explain why I felt different from most of the people around me, and yet so much at home and able to relate to other people who were military brats. And I wanted to put those feelings in perspective for other brats and let people who aren't brats know why we're a bit different. Like many brats, I was feeling a bit lost and out of sorts when I left the environment of being a brat. You know, I felt different, like I didn't really quite fit in anywhere, and people would ask me, where am I from? And I would say, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm from everywhere. I'm from nowhere. You know, what year are you talking about? I'm a little piece of every place that I've been. I feel like that I am really kind of a puzzle, but for a while, all the pieces of that puzzle seem scattered and unconnected. Then I happened to be surfing the internet back in 1994, and I came across a website for my old high school class from Daegu, Korea, and I was so excited. It was like this epiphany. And then I discovered your website, the Military Brats Registry, and I found the contact information for some of my friends. I immediately called them, and they were like, you know, oh gosh, we've been looking for you. And, you know, and suddenly I felt like a couple of the pieces of the puzzle connected.
So I assume then you felt there must be hundreds or thousands of others who felt the same way.
Well, exactly, because then I went to this impromptu reunion of those same people from Daegu in Washington, D.C., and it was like, oh, a couple more pieces connected. And for the first time in my life, probably, I really felt like I belonged somewhere, you know, not necessarily to a place, but to a group of people. You know, I felt like I fit in. I had known these people since I was 13 years old. They knew all the stupid little things that I did when I was a kid, and now they saw me as an adult. And it was like they saw the whole picture of me, not just little pieces of a puzzle. And when I went home after that reunion and I started doing some research, let me go back for a second, because while I was at the reunion, I also noticed that although we were every color of the spectrum, you know, and every mixture you can imagine, we all sounded alike. And what we said and how we felt, you know, I thought, it really hit me that brats really are a living study in race relations. And so that's what prompted me when I went home initially to start doing some research in this area. And that's when I discovered Mary Edward Wirch's book, Military Brats, Legacies of Childhood Inside the Fortress. And it was like, that was me. That was, you know, obviously not everything in the book. I didn't relate to everything in the book, but on the whole, that was my life. And I thought, you know, I'm not weird. I'm not strange. I'm just like all the other kids that grew up in the same type of environment. And suddenly it was like the whole puzzle started coming together. And I thought, well, okay, now I know why I am the way I am. What am I going to do about it? I still had some of the negative legacies. While I also had the positive ones, I still had some of the negative ones, and I didn't really know what quite to do about them. And that's when I discovered Stephanie Pressman's book, The Narcissistic Family. I was reading it really for personal reasons. The more I kept reading, the more I realized that you could apply this book to the whole military environment. Not because all military folks, you know, are self-centered or anything like that. It just means that the environment we live in, the mission is number one, period. You know, protecting the country. Everything is secondary to that. The individual soldier, his spouse, his children, everything. And when children grow up in an environment when they're not number one, it affects them in very similar ways. And that's what Stephanie talks about in her book, how it affects you. And it was like, all of a sudden, I was a whole person, a whole picture. And I thought, wow, this would be a great documentary. I mean, I am an inactive attorney, but really a screenwriter by trade. I haven't practiced law for many years. And surprisingly enough, no one else had made a documentary about this subject. So I thought, you know, I would do it. And that was back in 1998.
So it's been 6 years. 7 years since you started working on this. Where is it at now?
The film is essentially done. I know people are tired of hearing soon, but it's almost done. We just have to do the final mix, and we're doing a few test screenings right now. We're applying to film festivals and submitting to distributors and broadcasters. I expect the film to be released on DVD or VHS before the end of this year, and hopefully it will be available in all the normal retail outlets. But it will always be available at Military Brats Registry and on our own website, www.bratsourjourneyhome.com.
How many brats did you talk to?
I received questionnaires from over 500 brats from all branches of the service all over the world, basically. And I interviewed on camera a little over 40 people. I think between 40 and 50 people. I'm not sure the exact number. And then I narrowed that down to probably a dozen people on screen.
Okay, and did you find really a common theme going through it?
Well, perhaps our journey home is about our journey home. It's about finding out who we are, where we belong, where we fit. It's about identifying our common culture, even though we may look different and live in different parts of the world. What I found was that we really seem to have more in common with each other than sometimes the citizens that live around us in our own neighborhoods. The average interview was over 3 hours long for each person. I had hours and hours and hours of interview footage, and I had hours of archival footage. Some of the archival footage is amazing. It's never been seen before. Some of it's from 1940s Japan and Germany, right before Vietnam. There was a woman in the film that was actually in Vietnam right before the war when they were bombing the palace. Most of the stories that really touched me were the stories that weren't so spectacular, were the stories about everyday life, how these kids dealt with everyday life kinds of things. There was one girl that was talking about losing, you know, 21 dogs. I can't imagine even having 21 dogs. But I just thought that must be just such an awful thing to go through. And then other kids were talking about, you know, how they moved all the time, all the wonderful things about moving all the time. I think it's important to note the film is not an expose or a recruiting film. It's really not about the military. It's about the children and how living that life has affected them as adults. And obviously we're all different, but our differences pale in comparison to our similarities.
Do you think in general the adults never really understand what the children are going through?
I think it's hard sometimes for the adults to really understand what the children are going through because they're being pulled in different directions as well. primarily, and I know Mary Wirt said this in her book, that most servicemen are actually not military brats. Most of them live in rooted rural environments, so they don't even come from the same kind of backgrounds as their own children. And they're also, when you talk to the average soldier, and he has to believe this, you know, what he is doing is protecting the country. So he's being torn in different directions. Is he going to do what's good for the children, or is he going to do what's good for his country? And a lot of times, the children's needs are sacrificed to meet the needs of the country. Is that good or bad? I don't know. Sometimes that's just the way it is. In the beginning, military soldiers were not allowed to have family. It's particularly enlisted men were not allowed to have families. And, well, of course they did, but they weren't really recognized. They just kind of followed them. I think they were called camp followers. They followed them all over the country whenever they went to fight different wars. Now the military is doing a lot more than it has ever done for families and for children. But the fact remains that any time children are not number one, it affects them. My fondest wishes are that this film will stimulate conversation about these topics. I don't know that you can fix everything, but I think it's time that we look and really balance what's necessary for the country's security and what's not. Is it hurting the children more to do certain things or less? It's a very paradoxical environment, I think. Like somebody said, are you glad you were a military brat? I wouldn't trade being a military brat for anything. This whole film has been a personal journey for myself. And understanding who I am, why I am the way I am, has given me the strength and the courage and the sense of belonging that I needed to move beyond those things and to really, really employ the positive legacies that I received from this kind of life. And I think that's what really, one of the things that many, many brats have in common is a sense of mission. And how they employ that can be in a variety of ways. Some stay in the military and they feel that they are fulfilling their mission that way. A lot of kids leave the military, but they still feel that need to fulfill a mission, to do something for somebody more than just themselves. And I think that's one of the most positive things that military children share and seem to take with them into their adulthood. But I think that you can't fully employ those things until you understand who you are, why you are the way you are. Brats have a plethora of stories to tell. These kids were, I don't want to say, these kids were at moments of history that have never been recorded through a child's eyes. Most of them don't even write down their stories. They're just kind of lost. There are kids, I was recently on the Every Brat Has a Story cruise that Military Brats Registry held and met a woman who was actually in Nanking during the rape of Nanking. She's never even written those stories down. There's a lot to learn from these children. They have a lot to add to history. Military brats have a lot of history to share. Brats Our Journey Home is really a journey of self-discovery. It's about understanding who we are and sharing that with the world, sharing that with their neighbors, sharing that with our friends and co-workers. So we understand a little bit more about ourselves, and they understand a little bit more about us. Basically, the film is divided into three sections. The life of a brat, how it affects us as adults, and how we can get past some of the more non-productive legacies of our childhoods, if we have any. I think the film helps you learn what makes a military brat tick, how our childhood experiences has affected our adult lives. I mean, obviously, we're not all exactly alike, and there are always exceptions. And so much depends on when certain things happened and, you know, how things were handled. But taken as a whole, I think most brats will find more than a little bit of this film really hits home. Two of the brats who appear in the film are General Norman Schwarzkopf, who is an Army brat, and the film's narrator, Air Force brat and singer-songwriter-actor Chris Christopherson. and they both talk about their experiences. They appear alongside more than a dozen not-so-famous brats of all races and branches of service from 20 to 70. The film also features Army brat Mary Edwards Wirch, author of Military Brats, Legacies of Childhood Inside the Fortress, which was the first nonfiction book that really analyzes the brat experience and connected all of these dots. I mean, I didn't come up with all this. Mary started the ball rolling, and author and Marine Corps brat Pat Conroy was her inspiration. This is truly a team effort of hundreds of individuals, the most important of whom are the over 500 brats who poured out their souls in questionnaires and interviews. They're the heroes of this story.
For more information about Brats Our Journey Home, visit www.bratsourjourneyhome.com or click the Brat Film link at the top of any page of the Military Brats Registry at www.militarybrat.com. I hope you've enjoyed our first podcast. In the future, we'll be interviewing Brat authors, including Mary Edwards Wirch, who wrote Military Brats, Legacies of Childhood Inside the Fortress, and we'll hear stories from you, our listeners. Until next time, this is Mark Curtis for the Military Brats Registry Podcast. Thanks.